You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're in a cornfield. The sun is shining above us, and wildlife buzzes and sings all around. But there are three men crouched down low, hiding amongst the cornstalks. I wonder why. Let's find out, shall we? Today's story is called The Dragon and His Grandmother. There was once a war, raging endlessly in a kingdom far, far away. The king there had many great soldiers, but he paid them too little. The soldiers grumbled, and they resented the king, who lived a grand life safe in his castle while they risked their lives for so little money. Why, their pay was not even enough for them to live on, and certainly not enough to support their families. So great was their growing resentment that three of the very best soldiers huddled together and decided to desert. This means that they decided to run away from their military duties and stop fighting in the king's war. One of the soldiers said to the others,
"But if we are caught deserting, the king shall surely punish us. How can we be sure to avoid getting caught?"
One of the other two soldiers replied,
"Do you see that large cornfield there? If we hide ourselves in that, no one will be able to find us. Besides, the army is due to march on at dawn tomorrow. By the time they notice we're gone, they'll be too far away to turn back."
So the three soldiers crept into the cornfield, keeping down low, and waited. But the army did not march on the next morning, instead remaining encamped close around them. The deserters lay perfectly still for 2 days and 2 nights in the corn, and they grew so hungry that they nearly died. But if they were to venture out, well, that was certain death. Ugh, what a disaster! One soldier muttered, "What use was it our deserting? We will perish here miserably, just as we would have perished miserably in battle." While they were bemoaning their situation, a fiery dragon came flying through the air. It hovered near them and asked why they were hidden in the cornfield. They answered,
"We are 3 soldiers and have deserted because our pay was so small. Now if we remain here in the cornfield, we shall die of hunger. And if we move out, we shall be arrested and almost surely die too."
"Well, if after 7 years you will serve me," said the dragon, "I will save you from this predicament, and no one shall catch you."
"We have no choice, and must take your offer," the 3 soldiers said at once. So the dragon seized them in his claws, took them through the air over the army, and set them down on the earth, a long way from the troops, the king, and the war being waged. Then the dragon gave the soldiers a little whip, saying,
"Whip and slash with this, and as much money as you want will jump up before you. You can then live as great lords, keep horses, and drive about in carriages. But after 7 years, you are mine."
Then he put a book before them, which he made all 3 of the soldiers sign.
"After 7 years are up, I will give you 1 chance to remain free," said the dragon. "I will give you a riddle," he said, "and if you guess it correctly, you shall be free and out of my power forever."
With this, the dragon flew away, and the 3 soldiers journeyed on with their little whip. They had as much money as they wanted, wore grand clothes, and made their way in the world. Wherever they went, they lived in merrymaking and splendor, drove about with horses and carriages, and ate and drank to their heart's content. The time passed quickly away, and when the 7 years were nearly ended, 2 of the soldiers became terribly anxious and frightened. But the 3rd soldier made light of their situation, saying, "Don't be afraid, brothers. I will guess the riddle. I can feel it." But no matter how cheerful the 3rd soldier was, his 2 companions had become too worried to find joy in anything. One day, an old woman passed by the 3 of them discussing the situation and asked them why 2 of them were so sad.
"Alas, what have you to do with it? Oh, you cannot help us," cried one of them.
"Who knows?" she answered. "Confide your trouble in me and let us see what can be done." So they told her that they would become the servants of the dragon after their 7 years of freedom, which were almost up. And they told the old woman how the dragon had given them everything they could have ever dreamed of. But as they had signed their names in this book, they were his, unless they could guess a riddle. The old woman said, "Well, sitting around moping never helped anyone. One of you must go into the wood, and there you will come upon a tumble-down building of rocks, which looks like a little house. Go on in, and there you will find help." The 2 melancholy soldiers thought, "Oh, what is the use? That won't save us," and they remained where they were. But the 3rd merry soldier jumped up and went into the wood till he found the rock hut. In the hut sat a very, very old woman, who was the dragon's grandmother. She asked him how he had found her and what he wanted. He told her all that had happened, and because she was pleased with him and knew of the kindly woman who had sent him her way, she took compassion on him and said she would help him. She lifted up a large stone which lay over the cellar, saying,
"Hide yourself in there. You can hear all that's spoken in this room. Only sit very still and don't stir. When my grandson the dragon comes, I will ask him what the riddle is, for he tells me everything.
Then listen carefully to what he answers. At midnight, the dragon flew in and asked for his supper. His grandmother laid the table and brought out food and drink till he was satisfied, and they ate and drank together. Then, in the course of the conversation, she asked him what he'd done in the day and how many souls he had conquered.
"Ugh, I haven't had much luck today," he said, "but I have a tight hold on 3 soldiers, and their souls are coming due."
"Indeed, 3 soldiers," she said. "And they cannot escape you?"
"They are mine," answered the dragon scornfully, "for I shall only give them 1 riddle which they will never be able to guess."
"What sort of a riddle is it?" she asked.
"I will tell you this. In the North Sea lies a Dead Sea cat. That shall be their roast meat. And the rib of a whale, that shall be their silver spoon. And the hollow foot of a deceased horse, that shall be their wine glass."
When the dragon had gone to bed, his old grandmother pulled up the stone and let out the soldier. "Did you pay attention to everything?" "Yes," he replied. "I know enough and can help myself splendidly." Then he went by another way through the window secretly and made haste back to his comrades. He told them how the dragon had been outwitted by his grandmother and how he had heard from his own lips the answer to the riddle. At this news, they were all delighted and in high spirits, took out their whip and cracked so much money that it came jumping up from the ground. When the 7 years officially ended, the dragon fiend came with his book and, pointing at the signatures, said,
"Ha, ha, ha, I will take you underground with me. You shall have a meal there. If you can tell me what you will get for your roast meat, you shall be free and shall also keep the whip."
With a grin, the first soldier said,
"In the North Sea lies a Dead Sea cat. That shall be the roast meat."
The dragon was much annoyed at this, and hummed and hawed a good deal, and asked the second soldier,
"But what shall be your spoon?"
"Oh, the rib of a whale shall be our silver spoon."
The dragon made a face and growled again 3 times. And then he asked the third soldier,
"But do you know what your wine glass shall be?"
"Why, yes, an old horse's hoof shall be our wine glass."
With this, the dragon flew away with a loud shriek, as he had no more power over them. The 3 soldiers took the little whip, whipped as much money as they wanted, and lived happily to their lives' end.
It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.